This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, people have known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
My guest today is Arthur Geese. He's here to talk about Prey. My name is Justin McElroy, and you're listening to Polygon's Quality Control. Arthur Geese, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me,
sir. What a pleasure it is to have you.
Same. It's been a bit since we've been able to talk about video games.
Tommy Tuati is back, and this time he's in space. What?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
Prey's got an interesting history behind it.
It's just a name, right? I mean, it's just a name, right?
It's a trademark, I think you could say.
Okay, like legally speaking, yes, yeah. But like it's just the name. There's no other connection to this franchise,
there
correct?
There is absolutely no connection whatsoever to the 2006 video game from Human Head called Prey and the 2017 computer entertainment title Prey.
Except they do are called the same thing.
Yes.
But other than that.
Other than four letters.
It makes running a game database more difficult. But other than that. This is such a weird history this game has gotten from A to B. If you include the previous like false starts in that sort of long and winding road, where was your anticipation like before you hopped into the game?
I mean, it's interesting because I actually did a couple of preview appointments on Prey prior to its release. So going back before that, I think I was interested because I like Arkane's output. I like Dishonored a lot. I liked Dishonored 2 a lot, and I think that the people working on Prey have a pretty good pedigree. There are a lot of sort of Bioshock and Looking Glass type veterans at the studio, so their capability to do something cool is there. So I thought that had a lot of promise. I do feel that the name itself and the weird sort of maneuvering is a lot of baggage given to the game that it didn't need.
I'd like to talk to you a little bit about my experience with the game before, because your review's out there. You've had your say. But I found it kind of frustrating. I'm hoping you can sort of help talk me through my issues, not like strategy or pro tips, but when I started the game, I found myself dying like a lot to like, and you can quick save at any point. So, you know,
which you should like, do,
which you should do a lot. I died a lot. Is that something you, experienced, early on? I should also mention that like dying a lot is not a deal breaker, but, a lot of times I was sort of unclear as to what actions I should have taken in any given scenario. Like exactly like the deaths weren't, I would say, particularly instructive. Let's put it that way. So I'm curious sort of if that was your experience early on and how the game sort of, mitigated that as it went on.
It wasn't necessarily, but I think that part of that is due to the way that I play games like this, which is to say cautiously. When I published a video on YouTube, on the Polygon YouTube, of the first hour and change of the game, which is me playing, one of the things that people complained about a lot was they didn't understand why I was moving so slowly and crouching all the time, and that it was bad video, that they wanted to see me rush through it. But that's not how I play this kind of game, and that's certainly not how I played Prey. I was definitely sneaking around a lot, cautiously moving around. At a certain point, I just started hitting inanimate objects if I thought that maybe they might be a problem. But I think that playing methodically, sort of planning, looking at spaces, understanding how you would survive an encounter if something happened is important in Prey. And if you try to play it like a BioShock, which wouldn't be surprising because it looks a lot like BioShock at first glance, then I think that you're gonna struggle. And you know, I think that it's very reminiscent of a different era of games, and if you're not approaching it from that mindset, then it could be a real struggle. And that doesn't mean that you suck at video games. It just means that you may need to recalibrate your expectations a little bit as far as what the game is.
You mentioned the other series that this harkens back to. I think System Shock is one that a lot of people have pointed to, maybe more accurately than BioShock. Like even hewing closer to that formula in BioShock. Did Prey ever feel sort of antiquated to you? How did it update those old series, and did it ever sort of hew too closely to the games that came before?
It's interesting because I think a lot of the things that people miss from those games are things that are occasionally considered to be antiquated design ideas. Now, that it can be punishing, that it will kill you if you screw up, that you may need to save a lot, that there are a lot of potential ways to solve problems, but also to fail. I think that it's not a Dark Souls style game, but it does bring about some similar conversations that maybe people want that kind of game. Maybe people want something that is more punishing, that offers a bigger sense of personal reward for succeeding. And I think that it succeeds, that Prey does well with that. But I do think that it's not gonna be for everyone, because it can be really hard, although you can also change the difficulty at any point. And I don't always know that that's like a good solution, because right. I think that changing the difficulty in a game can feel like a fail state all on its own.
Sure.
That you're so bad at the game that you can't finish it the way you need to. Or
that I can't learn. I think that that's what the reason I tend to avoid easy, even when I'm frustrated by a game, is like, if I play most every game on normal, I feel like there should be something in there that I can learn from, rather than just, you know, kicking it down to easy and playing my way. I feel like I should be able to learn how to be better.
Right. And I think that with regards to Prey, you can learn that you can play more carefully, that you can sort of sneak around, that some of the sort of enemy encounters you'll find are not dynamic, that they do happen in a predetermined way. So you can learn, and I do think you will get better, and you'll get more capability as well. Like, maybe you need to sneak by at one point, but later on you'll get enough neuromods, which is the sort of upgrade currency in the game, to play a different way and to be more successful playing the way you want to play the game, as opposed to the only options that you see available to you at that moment.
You talk in your review about the sense of like terror and dread that Prey is able to instill, but this is a fairly lengthy game. I mean, for the genre especially, I think that its length will surprise people. How does it maintain that feeling over the course of the game, rather than, you know, I think at a certain point, to use BioShock as an example, at a certain point you were so juiced that you were pretty hard to scare.
For the first two thirds, I think that it does a good job of that by first not constantly assaulting you with encounters, that after the initial first couple of hours, that it starts to spread those things out more, where you're not just constantly beset by enemies. And that gives you both more space to breathe and experience the world, which is good, but it also, it gives you time to anticipate the bad thing happening, which is really key to sort of terror, both in, I think, in films and in games like this. And there have been other games in recent history that have tried to do a lot of what System Shock did, one of them being Alien Isolation, that sort of fall apart because they become fixated on constantly making sure that you're in danger. and that's exhausting. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, Prey isn't necessarily like that. There's a lot of times where it gives you space to feel a little more comfortable while reminding you in the back of your head that bad things could still happen.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear more about Prey, but I need to take a quick break to talk about our sponsor for this week. It's Gamefly. Hey, Arthur, are you ready to save money and play more games? That was rhetorical, Arthur. Don't waste your time, because you are, obviously. And it's time for me to introduce you to our sponsor, Gamefly, the best way to rent and buy all your favorite games. You can pick the games you want, have them mailed directly to your door. I signed up because, I used to be a Gamefly customer, but kind of fell off when I got into doing this professionally. But I don't get every game, especially now that I'm just the editor at large. People don't send me anything anymore. So I have to get the games on my own, and there's a few that I want to check out, but not necessarily buy. Like, Mass Effect, I'm kind of curious, but I don't necessarily want to buy it. I put it on my queue, and it was literally at my door in like 3 days. It was wild, and I was ready able to check it out, and then promptly put it in its return envelope and never think about it again. They've got over 9,000 titles to choose from. You can try games and movies, which is new, before you buy them. Keep them as long as you want. You don't have to worry about late fees, and you can cancel any time. If you want to play a lot of games, this is an extremely affordable way of doing it. So go to gamefly.com/quality right now and start your free premium 30-day trial today. You can check out 2 games and or movies at any time. And you can only get this offer by visiting gamefly.com/quality. Now go. Don't wait. Don't even listen to the rest of this podcast. Just sign up and start playing all your favorite games absolutely free for 30 days by going to gamefly.com/quality. Arthur, I think another part of my frustration with the game that is Prey 2017 is that the enemies are all sort of like extremely quick moving. The earliest enemies, and I guess probably the most prevalent enemies, are extremely quick and often hard to draw a bead on. Mm-hmm. And when you begin using a wrench to attack them is the best method. I had some bad issues with like several frames of lag, and I'm never someone to complain about this sort of thing, but it felt notably sluggish.
So I'll stop you there and ask if you're playing on PS4.
I am. Yes. So and I saw in your review, you touched on this, but I wanted to dig a little deeper.
There are numerous reports of people experiencing really bad input latency on the PS4, both on the PS4 and the PS4 Pro. Which was something that was reported in the demo, actually, a couple weeks ago. And Arkane said that they were fixing them. And apparently it's been fixed somewhat, but it's still there to some degree. And so I honestly don't know what to tell people who are experiencing that issue, other than maybe they should wait. Because it is a confusing problem on the PS4 version that does not manifest on the PC or the Xbox One. With the exception that apparently our own editor-in-chief, Chris Grant, has been playing on the PC with a PS4 controller and experiencing those same latency issues.
Interesting.
And also had not as bad, but some similar problems with an Xbox 360 controller. I played through it on PC with an Xbox One controller wirelessly and did not have any latency problems, either at 60 frames per second or at 30. So for now, I would suggest trying the demo, and if the demo feels too sluggish for you, if it doesn't feel like something that you can play comfortably right now, to hold off on playing it on that platform, unfortunately.
And the load times are rough, too. You hit on this in a sidebar, but I'm getting some, like,
40-50-second load times, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's not a huge deal necessarily, because you spend a lot of time in the areas that load, but later it really wants you to go through those spaces a lot.
Well, and when you're playing Tap Titans 2, then it helps, because it's a good time to check in.
Sure, yeah.
Upgrade your Titans.
You know, swipe on some Tinder, like try to match with some people you're interested in while you
check
wait for
your email, call your mom. Yeah. You know, make good use of that time.
Yeah, on PC, that I have an SSD, and Prey actually loads quite quickly. Much more quickly than even some other games on the same hard drive.
Please leave your PC Master Race bullcrap off of the show. This is an adult show for adults, please.
You know, it's funny. There's actually the option now, I think, to run games on PS4 off of an external hard drive. Is that correct? I think that's correct, that feature's been added. And it's been on Xbox One for quite some time, and I typically run games on an SSD on my Xbox One, but apparently running games on an external hard drive on Prey on Xbox One causes some pretty bizarre performance issues throughout the game, and that is another problem. There are some weird technical issues with Prey on every platform, and I didn't ding the game down a lot because of that, because I didn't really experience any of them. Mm-hmm. But other press obviously have. I know that Dan Stapleton of IGN had some pretty significant issues with the game. Our own Dave Tack had an issue where objectives were reset when he went back to an old area, which is a known bug that Arcane is apparently working on. Our editor-in-chief Chris Grant is playing on PC, and when he enables VSync, the game's refresh rate drops to a strict 24 frames per second, which is really bizarre. So I don't know. There's a lot going on with Prey, unfortunately, beyond the sort of demanding nature of its game design sort of pedigree. And, you know, I think that you would not be a crazy person for waiting a little bit to see what happens.
You don't talk a lot in your review, and I'm sure it's intentional, about the story of the game, but what can you tell me about how effective it is and sort of how it's communicated to the player?
I think it's actually pretty effective, in part because it deals a lot with identity and memory and the sort of nature of self in a way that it really plays to gaming's strength as a medium, like the things that games are good at. And there honestly are a surprisingly small number of games that have done this. I think that one of the ones that comes to mind are games like Fez. Fez really sort of exploited its nature as a video game to do things to question the nature of what you're experiencing in a way that movies can't. And I think that Prey actually does that quite well, and it does it well early. That first hour does a great job of sort of making you question the perceived reality of your experience within that game framework. So I think that it's pretty successful in that regard.
And what kind of story is it? What can you tell me?
I mean, how much do we want to spoil for people?
None.
Tell me
without spoiling anything, Arthur.
It's Haunted House Amnesia.
Okay. That sounds good. Now, we got a ton of guides for Prey. It's systematically pretty dense, I would say.
Yes.
So I want to ask you to like give me a pro strat guide, but what were some of your techniques and weapons or whatever that you relied on that might help people to kind of get a leg up if they're frustrated? Like me, for example.
I mean, my emphasis wasn't on combat. There are a lot of combat abilities, like a lot of things to give you new tools to fight. But those were not what I focused on. Instead, I focused on access abilities, like I improved my strength so I could lift barriers out of the way, and I increased my hacking skills so that I could hack more doors and things like that. And I think that allowed me to get more out of Prey than I might otherwise, because there's a lot of story hidden behind those locked doors. There's a lot of development of threads that the game sort of dangles in front of you, hidden behind areas that you have to try to get into. Like, you're not just going to arbitrarily have it dropped in front of you like a breadcrumb. And I think that made me enjoy the game maybe more than I otherwise would have. But also, you know, if you get really high strength, you can throw things at those fast enemies that is much more effective than just using a wrench, for example.
Yeah.
Like, you can throw a coffee cup at an enemy and just brain it. So I took things that made my weapons more powerful to sort of, it's a game of limited resources. So taking things that made the resources I found more effective seemed like a good strategy. taking abilities that use the resources that you haven't really gotten used to using could be good, because you've got that sort of stockpile of resources waiting to be expended.
I'm that exact same way. I can't stand not being able to get into an area, especially when I know there's something in there. Let me in there.
And crazy. And Prey is really good at letting you see just enough to know that there's some stuff over there. But it also gives you multiple ways of getting into some of the more interesting spots, especially with the foam bolt gun, which I don't know if you found, but
that's so surreal. I got a bow and I'm like, oh sweet. And then I read the item description, it's like this completely harmless
Nerf gun. But you can use it for things.
Like you set the bolts on fire and you just like blast.
You actually maybe could. I haven't tried that, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's a very physics driven game. And that's one of the things I've had people on Twitter ask me, what makes this game something that is current gen and not something that could have been on the Xbox 360 or PS3. And there's a lot of sort of physics driven systems in that game. And the world's objects are kept track of in a way that they aren't in a lot of other games. And that's pretty key to what it is, to how it plays. And in that way, it's something that hasn't really been seen very often before. And also, superficially, it resembles things like BioShock, but it is also a game world that does not, broken down into levels. That it's broken down into station sections, but you can go where you want to if you have the right key card or whatever, and you can keep going back and forth. And I think that that really helps the station feel like a place less than a series of stages. I think that it's a really important sort of distinction, and it makes the game more successful at what it does.
Arthur, thank you so much for joining us. If you at home want to, or in your car, wherever you are, subway, if you want to hear more about Prey, you can do so at polygon.com. Like I said, there's guides, there's videos, there's Arthur's review, and so much more. So go check all that totally out. For this week, that's going to do it for us. So on behalf of Arthur Geese, my name is Justin McElroy, and thank you for listening to Polygon's Quality Control.